The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Front page of the Irish Examiner this morning has women use stalking ordeals to push for new legislation. It's written by Owen English. Two women who survived sinister stalking incidents have united to campaign for a law to criminalise stalking. Una Ring is one of them. She's from Cork and she was in the news recently, having been through a harrowing experience. Una Ring, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good to talk to you and thank you for joining us. Stalking Ireland is the campaign and it has the support of the Cork Sexual Violence Centre. Were you surprised, having gone through the legal process, that stalking wasn't really treated as an individual crime in this country?
I was. I was very surprised, and it isn't. Like, stalking is not a crime in Ireland under any aspect, you know. There is obviously the law against harassment, but there is no, like, stalking is not a crime.
The man who was convicted of the crime against you was a man by the name of James Steele. He was arrested at your home after a Garda surveillance operation last year, and I don't want to go into the detail again for just raking over it for the sake of it, but you believe, and the courts clearly believed at the time, that the threat to you was very real.
Yeah, it was, and to be fair, only for the guards. The all guards were absolutely brilliant, and I do believe only for them, at the very least, I'd have been raped, and at the very worst case scenarios, I would have been killed, you know. So I do feel I owe them my life, because even if it had been rape, my life would have been ruined, you know. So, I mean, it's hard enough getting over what he did to me anyway, but thankfully, the guards stopped him from coming through my front door, you know.
Of course, the accused in this case, Steele, pleaded guilty to a six-month campaign of harassment and of attempting to break in to commit rape at your home. How did you encounter Eve McDowell, who is the other person who's working on this campaign with you?
It was after I had done a radio interview. She contacted them and she asked for my number. And she called me, and we were chatting away about what we had both been through, and we decided that something needs to be done, because there was no information online. Like, you don't know where to go, you don't know who to turn to, and we decided that we would, you know, try and set up a website and definitely get the laws changed if we could. And we were put in touch with Mary Crilly from the Cork Sexual Violence Centre, and she has been phenomenal, and she has been so good to us, and in getting the website up and running. So now, like, if somebody has the bad luck to be going through what we went through, they can click on this website. There's the help there. There's, you know, they can contact us, you know, but there's information on what stalking is, and, you know, just basically telling people that they're not losing their minds, that, you know, because you do feel you're losing your mind, and you do feel like, am I imagining it? And It's very distressing. So
people. Yeah, there are people listening right now who are going through this. I mean, they're actually listening right now. And if they're not going through it now, maybe it's something that they dealt with previously without a lot of support. They felt very isolated. The crime is such a thing that it does that to you. It makes you feel isolated. It makes you feel as if you are the one going mad. Maybe you are. Yeah. What did you do to bring this upon you?
Exactly.
Is it a very hard crime for other people to get their heads around, do you think?
I think so. I do think so. I wouldn't say it's a taboo subject, but, like, people don't know how to react when you tell them you're being stalked or you think you're being stalked. Like, it, you know, and as I said, like, there is no crime of stalking, but even just trying to explain to somebody how you're feeling, you really do need to go through it to know the fear, the level of fear. Like, when you're lying in bed at night and you're waiting for somebody to break into your home and rape you, it's desperate. It's an awful situation to be in, you know. So unless you've been through it, it's very, very hard for people to understand it.
You obviously entered the public domain as a result of the court case, and mm-hmm. people heard what happened to you and your family. What did that mean to you? because it would have been easier to go through life without being identified and you know, the court case being mentioned but not dwelt upon as it was afterwards. Did going public help you?
Well, I suppose first and foremost, like, why shouldn't I go public? Like, I didn't do anything wrong, you know, so why should I hide away from it when I did nothing wrong? I just worked with the man, you know, so, like, that's another thing, like, people are, like, would be asking me, like, why did you go public? And, like, why shouldn't I? You know, if there's any other crime, really, like, people know about it, and why should this be hidden away in a little box that nobody talks about? It's like, you know, the historic sex abuse, and you know, you shouldn't be ashamed of somebody else's behaviour.
The men who do this, I mean, they mightn't necessarily care listening to this interview right now, but they might recognise something that they did in their behaviour that would make women at most feel fearful, at least feel uncomfortable. How do we address that as a society? How do we deal with that?
Well, to be honest, somebody who has that mindset, there probably is no talking to them. If it's somebody who is kind of at the start of it, and that's what we're trying to change with the legislation, to give the guards more power, that, like, there's two things can happen. Like, if the guards caution somebody, they can take notice and stop, or they can up the ante. And it's the mindset of that particular person as to which way they go, you know, and it's a level of, I suppose, dangerousness in their mind as to whether they drop it or they go harder, you know. So it's very hard to say, like, I don't think there's any point in talking, not that there's any point in talking to these people, but it is a thing that they shouldn't be doing it. And if they are doing it, obviously they know they're doing it, and they're doing it for a reason, and the reason is to control the person and make the person's life a misery. And if they up the ante to what my fella did, like, his end game was rape, you know, so they're just sick individuals, really.
80% of the victims of this particular stalking type crime are women. Which kind of speaks volumes about the type of crime that it is. You're now looking for this legislation to be implemented. Have you taken any steps to meet with legislators? Are you meeting with politicians? Have you asked to seek an interview or a meeting with the Minister for Justice, for example?
Well, not yet, because we were working so hard. Like, we've put our hearts and souls into the website. We were working so hard on that for the last, I'd say, probably 6 weeks, like, night and day, getting the information up, chopping, changing wording, you know, so we had put our hearts and souls into that. So we haven't started the legal process yet with the legislation. We have people in the background kind of working on it, but we haven't approached anybody yet. I was in touch with a young politician, James O'Connor from Youghal, and he's going to help us out. But it's just like, we were working so hard on the website because we wanted to get that launched. I wanted that pushed heavily because there was no help there. So my aim really was to help people firstly and get the legislation started down the line, you know.
Well, I mean, if nothing else, it'll help people in the meantime while we're waiting for the law to catch up, which is often the time and the place that you find yourself in when dealing with crimes such as this. What is the website address if people look to visit it, Una, if there's people who are keen to follow up on this?
Yeah, it's www.stalking.ie.
Stalking.ie. Una Ring, thank you so much for sharing your story again with us and for setting up that website with the support of others. Stalking.ie. If you feel as if you are a victim of stalking or you know somebody who is, that is probably a good starting point to go and visit. And of course, if you've been affected by this, you can contact the Rape Crisis Centre in Dublin or the Sexual Violence Centre in Cork. Have a free phone number. It's 1-800-496-496. We're off.